Okay, today's daf is Ksubas daf Samach Zayin, and today we'll talk about a little bit about the sugya of embarrassing another in public. Right, this is one of the great stories in Shas about that, relating to Mar Ukva. So let's remember the Mar Ukva story. Mar Ukva, the Gemara here is talking about this is the Tztaka Gemaras, all about giving tztaka to aniyim and to make sure that we have to give, making them comfortable, not just giving them to be yotze, but giving them what they're used to, as long as it's not an inappropriate amount that they themselves are at fault for putting them into a certain situation. It's not like they grew up that way. But Mar Ukva Tro always wanted to give tztaka anonymously. There was an ani in his neighborhood, Avi Ragel Kol Yoma, every day. Mar Ukva gave him the Shadli Arba Zuze Bitsinora de Dasha. He threw four zuz by the doorway. He may have wanted to make sure that Mar Ukva didn't know about it. He left it in a plastic bag on the doorknob and he left. Yom Echad Amar, one day the Ani said, Ezel Echsi Manka Avid. Kiahutivusa. One day the Ani said, I want to know who this is. I want to be able to say thank you. Hahu Yoma Nagalela Mar Ukva Le Medrusha. And that day Mar Ukva was running a little late in the base medrash, so he didn't go himself. His wife went to see where he was. Asya Dibisu Bahadei, so his wife went to find him, and his wife went together with him to drop off the money. Kiva de Chazua de Kamatha Ladasha, Nafik Wasrayu, right when the Ani heard the footsteps outside, so he went to the door to see who it was, right? And the Sol Gemara's Mashma that even if the Ani is Mochel, it's okay, I want to see who it is, but also, one should still try to be anonymous. So, Radek Minkameh, so Mar Ukva turned around and started running away with his wife, and they started going down this way and that way, and they didn't know where to go, so finally, the only place where they had to go was this bakery with this big oven in it. So, Ra'ili Lahuatuna, they both jumped into the oven, husband and wife. Ta'abi Grufa Nura, that was... didn't have the fire on, but the fire had been swept away and it was still burning hot at the bottom of the oven. Havikamakalian carried Mar Ukva. Mar Ukva's feet started burning and he was like jumping up and down because his feet were burning. Amrle Debisu, his wife said, Shkol Karech Osev Akarai. Don't worry, put your feet on my feet. So you picture one of the great rabbis of the Gemara standing there inside the oven with his feet on his wife's toes. Cholash Daite, and he's got a little depressed. It's like, why aren't your feet burning? Right? Why am I only my feet burning? I'm always in the house. What does that mean? I give the aniyim bread. I'm in the house. I bake them bread. They don't have to do anything. They take the bread. They eat it. You give them money. They have to go buy something. And it's a little more tircha. But what I do is much more forward to them. Rashi says, Hana'asi mizumenes. Shani mechalekes lechem ubasar umelach. I give them bread and meat and salt. You give money, so it's not as accessible, and therefore my tztaka is a little better than your tztaka. Okay, that's the background. So the Gemara says, why do they have to do this? To jump into the oven? Umay kule hai. What do they have to do this for? So the Gemara answers, Amar Mar Zutra, Bar Tuvia, Amar Rav, Amar Rav, Amar Funa, Bar Biz, Amar Shem Chasida, Amar Rav Yochana, Mishim Rav Shem Bar Yachai, Noach lo la Adam, Sheyim Sar Atzma lo Tokif Shana Eish, better for a person to put himself into a Kifshana Eish, Val Yalbim Pere Chaveo Barabim, and not to be Malbim to embarrass his friend, Minolan, how do you know that from? Tamar. You know that from Tamar? Dechziv Himutseis, right? We remember the story when she was being taken out to be killed, and instead of saying, Yehuda, you made me pregnant, she just says, these items, whoever these items belong to, that's who I am pregnant from. Yehuda recognizes that and says, Sakka Mimeni, and saves her life. So that is the background for this idea of Noach Lola Adam, better for a person to be Moser his life, rather than to embarrass. And this isn't even embarrassing. It's somewhat embarrassing, but it's not that this person has kavana to embarrass. It's not like, no, I'm going over and being mevaza you. But even so, this is considered inherently a busha type of situation. And therefore, the Gemara calls this, Noach Aladam, better to not embarrass in this way. Says the... I just want to quote the Ritva, V'yafalgav tahi b'mal b'pere chaveo b'rabim, ma she'en kein b'zu shal Mar Ukva, even though the Gemara says, ha'mal b'pere chaveo b'rabim, right, the person has to better to give their life. Mashe Marufa wasn't barabim, right? Maybe they were just in front of the ani. Still, you find it's very hard. It's not that we're bringing the story of Tamar to Maruf because it's an exact parallel. We learned from Yehuda and Tamar, that story, that you can't do it in public. We learned from Marukva that it's just a davar kasha ad ma'od. One has to be very wary and careful of the situation. So noach lo la'adam. So the question is, how literally do we take this? Noach lo la'adam, better for a person to give their life. Right? If somebody says, embarrass so-and-so or I'm going to kill you. Right? Is that exactly like somebody says, you know, kill, right? I'm going to kill so-and-so, or I'm going to kill you. Is it exact? What if a Kohen embarrasses somebody in public? Is he allowed a duchen? Is that like the parallel of a Kohen killing another person? And do we take this literally? So again, even the questions are somewhat surprising, but the post can discuss it. And the action is really based on a sota and dafyur, a tosfos and sota and dafyur. Because tosfos there asked the question, which is a surprising question, we might feel. Says Tosfos, Noach la, the Gemara, same Gemara appears there. Noach la Adam. Oh, it's also in Bamitzia. Bamitzia also has this, but Tosfos there quotes, Kol yardim l'gehenim olin chutz b'shlosha, right, the Gemara Bamitzia says, everybody comes up from a Gehenim, only has a certain time in Gehenim, and then has a respite, except for three. And one of them is Malba b'nei chaver barabim. V'yomer nami Noach la Adam she'yivol sofik eshes ish v'yav b'nei chaver barabim. Okay, says the Gemara, says Tosfos, v'nira, Hi, delo chashiv le bahadi gimel averos shein on debifnei pikuach nefesh avodas kochavim gilei rais v'shvichas damim. Says Tosfos, but one second, this isn't one of the big three, right? The big three they had to give a life for avodas zara gilei rais v'shvichas damim. Not one of the big three. So why does the Gemara say it's better you have to die? You have to jump into an oven instead of embarrassing somebody. So then it's one of the big four, right? It's like murder, idolatry, adultery, and embarrassing somebody. You have to give your life instead of that. So why did the Gemara say that? This is another example. So what should Tosfos have answered? Tosfos should have answered, it doesn't really mean it literally. And that's how the Me'iri, if you look at the Me'iri there in Sota and Daf Yud, he kind of gives the impression that it doesn't really mean it. Right? Noach, better to give your life. Tamar acted lefnei mishuras adin. She acted like somebody beyond the letter of the law. But do you have to do this? If you look in the Me'iri there on Daf Yud, at the last section of the Me'iri on the first parak of Sota, La'olam Yizaher Adam. That's his Lashon. La'olam Yizaher Adam. Right, if you pick up on the words, it doesn't even say Chayiv. Right, some Achronim point this out. Noach lo la'adam. What is Noach lo la'adam? It's better for a person. Doesn't say Chayiv Limsar Atzmo. That already tips us off that it's probably not meant to be taken literally. And Tamar acted in a certain way, but the Meiri's lashon is la'olam yizayir adam shelo la'abim b'nei chaver barabim derech ha'ara. So derech ha'ara means it's giving us an insight, not that it's an obligation. It's giving us an insight. Derech ha'ara amru noach la'olam shabrasvul tokiv shanaish v'yava b'nei chaver barabim minolam mitamar dechshenemar ki mutzes. So again, that's the Meiri, and that's how Rove Mefarshim understand. But Tosfos does not seem to say that. Many Achronim say it can't be that Tosfos is saying this. It can't be that Tosfos means this kipshuto. But what does Tosfos say? Tosfos again asks, why isn't this one of the big three? Tosfos says, because it's not based on an explicit pasuk. That's why it's not listed on the big three. The averus habanas panim ainim afureshes batorah velo nakat ela averus hamifurashos. It only lists off the explicit averus based on psukim. Right, but not the implicit averus. The simple understanding of Tosfos is that it should be on the list. It should be on the list, but it's not because it's not based on an explicit pasuk. There are two problems with that. Some achronim say it is based on an explicit pasuk. Lo sisa shem ashav. Right, it is based on explicit psukim. If you look in the Tashbates' commentary on Pirkei Avos, which we'll read that Mishnah of Hashem soon. The Tashbates and Gimel Yud Aleph, Mavim Brechaver Barabim as haraso. Asa kein derech tochacha bechlal lo sisa alav chet. V'im asa derech bizayon shemaskil o masav harishonim asher shaveyem u bechlal lo sonu ish esamiso. It's ona'a. It's like taking advantage and making fun of people. We'll read that Gemara soon. Right? So it's on us. So it is based on psukim. Right? So what does Tosfos mean? That it's not explicit. That's a little hard to understand exactly what Tosfos means by that. But the other part of Tosfos, the more Yesodistic Tosfos, is even more problematic. So according to Tosfos, it is included in one of the big three. Right? It should be on the list. Right? Some say maybe. Look at Rabbeinu Yonah. Rabbeinu Yonah in Shari Tshuva calls it Avak. It is. What's the answer to Tosfos' question? Why is it not on the list? It is on the list. It's part of murder. It's Avak Ritzicha. Rabbeinu Yonah in Chelek Gimel says, Kuf Lamed Vav, Amar Rabbo Seinu B'chol Aver Shabbatore, Am Yomar Lo Adam Abar Val Tehareg. Most Averis we violate. Right? Yavar Val Yarek. Hashem wants us to live. Achai Bahem V'lo Shiyam Asmahem. Except for the big three. Chus V'yavod Azor V'gil Arayis V'shich Hazdamim. V'asholosh Averis and Iskaros Hatzalakal Shabahen Oncho Chamur Mikama Averis Chamuros. Yeah, there is, it's not as Chamur, they don't get Skila, right, by these, but still, it's chamor in the other way. And he said, go through kal element. He says, v'hinei avak ritzicha. This is a kuf lamed test now. What's the dust of ritzicha, avak ritzicha? Halbanas panim. Embarrassing someone. Why? What's halbanas from the word lavan? You make them white? Isn't it that you make their face red when you embarrass? Why does it say white? Kipanav yechvaru v'nas mare ha'odem. Because there are different stages. First, so he says you become pale and you lose the natural color. V'dome el ritzicha, just like murder kills somebody, removes their blood, so too embarrassing somebody. V'chinam ruzachon levracha. V'ashenis kitzar ha'albana mar mimavis. Sometimes a person would rather die than being embarrassed. Al kinam rabo sein ruzachon levracha lo'olam yapil atzmo adam atzmo. He doesn't even say noach lo'ol adam. He says yapil. L'tov kitchen ha'ish v'al yavim v'nechavir barabim. V'lo amru kin v'shar aviras chamuros. Achin dimu avak ritzicha el haritzicha ukmo shamru ki yaharik velo yir tzach v'dom lazeh amr shiapel aspel tokim shereish v'yapel echaver barabim v'lamdu mitamar v'hine ki af al pisha hotzu ali sareif lo gilsa ki aysahara mi Yehuda. She still did not admit that she was pregnant from Yehuda shalo lahalbin panav, not to embarrass him. And the, he quotes all the chazals ma berchaveru ein lo chelak olam haba v'chulu. He goes through the chazals. So we have Shari Tshuva and Gimel Kuf Lamed Tes. We have Tosfos and Sota that seems to take this literally. But again, Meiri doesn't, and the Rambam does not quote this. This is nowhere in the Rambam. So the Rambam Lachora holds like the Meiri that this is not a Chiyuv, right? If it was a Chiyuv, it would be in the Mishnah Torah. The Rambam does not quote this idea in Hilchos Deos by the area where it should be. So again, based on the fact that either it says Noach and say Chayiv, and it's ki'ilu. It's not exactly the same. But there are a number of halachic discussions based on this. Let me just read you that Gemara first in Bamitzia, Daf Nun Ches. Sorry, Choshev Mishpat. Last Choshev Mishpat. Shulchan Aruch. The Shulchan Aruch. The Gemara says, where's the source for this discussion? In Hazahav, right? In the sugyas of Ona'as Dvarim, taking advantage of somebody. I think we mentioned in the past that Rav Palm once said, it's amazing what the Chafetz Chaim did with Lashon Hara. Right? He put Lashon Hara on the map. Too bad he didn't also do it with Ona'as Dvarim, right? Taking advantage of and teasing people, you know, that also. But the Mishnah says in Bava Metzia, Kishem she'ona b'mekach u'memkar, kach ona b'dvarim. Just like there's ona with business, so too with Dvarim. Lo yomar lo. Right? You can't give somebody a wrong field, go into a store, how much is this, if you have no idea, no plans to buy it. But then he said, "Mepaya bal tshuva lo yomer lo zchar masecha rishonim imu ben gerim lo yomer lo zchar masecha vosecha." You can't say it to a bal tshuva. You can't say it to a convert. Remember your past. And then later on, we have the biting story. The biting story with David HaMelech. Right, the David HaMelech, based on a pasuk in Tehillim, the Gemara said, quotes the story. Amar David v'nei Kadosh Baruch Hu, Ribono Shel Olam, Galui v'yadua lefanecha. Hashem, you know, Shem hayu makarin besari. If they would rip open my heart, my body, lo haya damisho teis la'aretz, I wouldn't have any blood left. I've been so embarrassed in life. All the blood has already been taken out, based on the embarrassment that I have gone through. V'lo od ela afilu b'shash oskim b'negam v'alas. Right, whenever I'm giving a shiur about anything, I could be giving a shiur about Hilchos Saras, right? Or Tumas Ohel. Omrimli, people used to raise their hand and say, Dabba, can I ask a question in shiur? And they would say, yeah. And the question would be out of left field. Haba al Eishas Ish Misaso Bema. Right, if somebody's with an Eishas Ish, right, alluding to David and Batsheva, how many, you know, well, how are they killed? He used to ask David HaMelech, this is in the middle of Shir. Va'amar lahem, and David used to answer, Misaso b'chenek, v'yesh lo chelak lom haba. Aval hamal b'b'nechaver baravim, ein lo chelak lom haba. David used to say, yeah, there's chi of Misa, but he gets olam haba, but embarrassing somebody, there's no olam haba, just to let you know. Just to let you know, David HaMelech used to answer, and then our Gemara is quoted, right? Rishon Bayachai, Noach Ola Adam, based on Tamar. So again, that's the source of Onah in the Gemara. So some Achronim, whenever Achronim talk about halachic discussions, as we just started off, how seriously you take this. If you look in the Tshuvas Mincha Shlomo, or Shlomo Zalman notes, what are we going to say that if somebody's on his way to embarrass someone else, would we go be Mechalal Shabbos to prevent that? If somebody's going to be killed, would we be Mechalal Shabbos to go save his life? So would we go be Mechalal Shabbos? Of course not! Says Rav Shlomo Zalman in Mincha Shlomo, Chelek Aleph Simin Zayin. Of course you wouldn't go that far. But it's interesting that he even asked that. Zorach Ian, my taima, he just says, why? Lo ye mutter lechal Shabbos kedei lemnoa habanas panim. De lecharu hu kal vachomer. Im mutter lechal Shabbos kedei lehatzel adem imisa kol shekin desher lehatzel habanas panim. De chomer yoser. Right, the Chadal say in a certain place it's even more chomer than the Sreifas Gimel Nefashas Bekif Shana Eish. Right, it's even worse than embarrassment. You see, Tamar, right, instead of embarrassing, she said, I'll bet it to be killed. So you see, Abanas Panim would be worse. So maybe we should be Bechal Shabbos. He says, no, it can't be. He says, Lule Divrei Atosus Rabbeinu Yona. He says, only Tosus Rabbeinu Yona. They're the ones that we have to answer for. But without them, Hayaef Shalomar the Shani Hasam. Right, now there, maybe it would have been different with Tamar, because who says she would have even be believed if she would have admitted to Yehuda? But either way, he brings this up, and no one was going to say that you're actually going to be Mechal Shabbos in order to save somebody from Avodas Panim, but at least the question is asked. The Tshuvas Lahoras Nasan, he's the Ravanessa Gestetner, he's the one that asks about the Kohen Duchening. The Kohen Duchening, it's in Chelek Ches, Simin Beis. He wrote the Tshuva in, I think it's 1990. And he asks, "Badak lan b'kohen shehilben pnei chaver barabim imuter lo lises kapav." Because the Shulchan Aruch says the kohen shaharagas an efesh lo lises kapav. The Shulchan Aruch says if a kohen kills somebody, then they can't duchen. They can't do brechas kohenim. So how about here? If it's like killing somebody, so then maybe it should be the same thing. And then he quotes Tosfos, and then he says even Tosfos can't mean it. Rav Asher Weiss also writes this in his farm. Lanias daiti adarava. I think you can prove from Tosfos the opposite. Right, why doesn't Tosfos just answer it's Shrichas Damim? It is included on the list. It must not be included on the list. It must not be exact. It's not Pefarish, and therefore it's not the same thing. It's not explicit. It's not the same thing. Pshita, Sh'omer Ba'al Chavir Rabim, Kilu Shofek Damim, Ein Zeh Shofek Damim Mamish. It's a separate Isser that's learned that from Tamar. Look at the Pnei Yeshua there, right? Look at, what does the Mishnah say in Pirkei Avos? If you're Marvin Pnei Chavero, Ein Lo Chelek Lam Haba. If you kill somebody, you do get a chelek on olam haba. So you see, malav lechavero is chamor in a certain sense, but they're not equal. U'masha amru davi kilu shavek damim lav deshkulin hein. Ela sheyesh bechlal inyan zeh, inyan deshvichas damim. Kugon da'azli sum kavasi chivra. There's some element that they share, where the blood is moving. But without Tamar, I for sure wouldn't have known it. And therefore, he says, mitzad asvara, you don't have to do what Mar Ukva did or what Tamar did. Okay, they went above and beyond, but one doesn't have to do that. And therefore, he says, I don't think a Kohen should be prevented from being Nosei Kapav in this regard. And he points out that the Rambam doesn't quote it, and it's a Minas Chasidus, but that's that. So we have Shabbos, we have Chilul Shabbos, we have Duchening. If you look in the Chachma Shlomo, at the end, Shlomo Kluger, all the way at the end of Choshe Mishpat, Tuf Chaf Vav. That's the simin about Losamar Al Dam Reyecha. Right, you have to try to save your friends. So the Chachma Shlomo there in Tuf Chaf Vav discusses a din chadash. He says, right, the Shulchan Aruch talks about if you see your friend drowning, saving them. So the Chachma Shlomo says Nir Lafinas Daiti. He always has interesting creative ideas on Shulchan Aruch. Nir Lafinas Daiti Lachora Din Chadash. Dafka, when do you have to save somebody who's drowning? Lo samar adam reyecha. Dafkim eino derech bizayon lahamatzil. Oz mechuyev atzila begufo. If you won't be embarrassing to you, so then you have to save them. Avalam have atzalas derech bizayon lahamatzil. Right? If the only way you can save the person is by embarrassing yourself, im eino yachol liskar lacherim latzilon, you can't hire others to save. Oz eino mechuyev atzila begufo. You don't have to. To zakein ohad ochadome. Vatam, why? Kivan the alfinan hatzalas gufo me vashevosalo. Since you learn it from saving someone from the vashevosalo, you have to return his health. Kivan that tam hashavas avedu kumo aveda. Just like you don't have to embarrass yourself to do hashavas aveda, so you don't have to embarrass yourself in this regard. But he says, and don't tell me hashavas aveda is different. And he continues, and then he says, raya brura. Then he brings a raya from the Gemara, and then I think he discusses similar elements. Okay, embarrassing, right? And therefore he says maybe that would be a limit. Okay, that would be a use sugya also. The Shvus Yaakov also has a case in Chelek Aleph Simin Kuf Samach Dalet about Bnei Noach. Right, there was a Jew. I guess he wanted to get back at his fellow Jew, but he had a little. I don't know if this is better or worse. That he hired a guy to go embarrass his Jewish friend. He didn't want to go and embarrass his Jewish friend, so he hired a guy, right? And therefore, the Jew who was embarrassed is now taking the other guy to court for damages. Echad shetavah l'chaveiro sheshalach shliach akum levayisho barabim v'hilbin panav barabim u'mevara adavar ve'edim im kontzin hanitva kilu bisho ba'atzmo. Right? Do we say? And he gets into the sugya, fascinating tshuva. He says, do you say shlichus l'dvar aveira? There's no shlichus for a guy. But maybe it's like killing, and the Gemara says that maybe killing, there is shlichus l'dvar aveira, I'm responsible. Does this concept of apply to non-Jews, right? Even if it's an expanded type of murder for Jews, does it apply to non-Jews? Is he mechuyev in it? So that's the discussion of the Shvus Yaakov. Again, many different sugyas overlapping in that tshuva in Chelek Aleph Simin Kuf Samach Dalet. Okay, we don't have time to go through it all, but obviously this is mentioned in Pirkei Avos also in Gimel Yud Aleph, listed with a number of other items. All the Mepharshim there talk about the evilness of this Isser, which we should all try to be careful of. Okay, we'll stop here.